Boy, it can be hard to keep up in the world of web design, can't it? It feels like things move on at such a scaringly fast pace. And at the moment, we're seeing more and more support amongst browser manufacturers for CSS3. And I think the time has come for you guys to really start taking notice of it if you haven't already. There's a tipping point that's been reached where there is enough support now for many CSS3 features that it's worth giving your attention to them. Okay, IE is the one that's always lagging behind, but a lot of the CSS3 features are nice to have, but not vital features. Things that you might want to add on to a website just to give it a little bit of life and a bit of character. Things like drop shadows, rounded corners, multiple background images, all this kind of stuff. Things that you can survive without if you're an IE user, but add something a little bit extra if you happen to be using a more compliant browser like Safari 4 or the new alpha release of Firefox 3.6 that will soon be joining us, that gives us things like multiple background images, that gives us CSS gradients, that gives us the ability to resize background images, and that kind of thing. So CSS3 is very exciting. There's a lot going on. There's a lot being written about it at the moment. And if you haven't had a chance to look at it, then I would encourage you to do so soon.